I was trying to decide on what to preach. I had a couple. And while coming in this morning, Sunday school helped me figure it out. Amen. Book of Job, starting with the first chapter and the first verse. Verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Skip down to 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charge God foolishly. I want to talk from the subject. Talk about having a bad day. Talk about having a bad day. In life, bad days are coming. If you've never experienced one, then they always say, then keep living. But here is a man of God that is righteous in God's eyes. And we know this because he has a conversation with Satan. The Bible says that the angels came before God, and amongst the angels was Satan. And Satan and God had a conversation about Job. Job said, no wonder that the man was so much into you, because you have blessed him from his birth. So if you take away all that you've given him, I know that he will curse you. Now, I want you to understand that everything that happens to us has a divine order to it. This conversation tells us, because we realize that the enemy can't get to you unless God approves it. And so we realize that if God approves the enemy to get to you, then that means God has a reign on what the enemy can do. So bad days are part of the process. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. Amen. And so we look at our bad days as a reflection of God not being with us. But I have to correct that. Just because you have a bad day does not mean God is not with you. You got to understand that all things come from God. And so here's Job, this righteous man, this man that's doing good. He's praying. He's everything to everybody. But one day, he had a bad day. And I'm not talking about the kind of bad days that we have. See, we have bad days because somebody loses a life. A loved one has passed, or maybe we've lost a job, or things just ain't right. I got up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm having a bad day. You know, maybe my favorite TV show has been canceled. We get kind of crazy about the smallest things, but this man was about to encounter truly what should be called a bad day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's enjoying the life that God has given him. He is righteous before God's eyes. And without him knowing, somebody is hating on Job. Somebody is mad at how blessed Job is.
All right. All right.
And that somebody is Satan himself.
Yeah.
So when you living good and you following God, somebody's mad. See, as long as you acting a fool, ain't nobody worried no more. But the minute you start living for God, the minute you start doing what's right before God, the minute you put God before yourself, the minute you die to self and open up God's will, somebody named Satan is not happy. And I want to tell you that when he's not happy,
okay,
that could bring him before God in order to dig into your happiness. That don't make sense, do it?
Come on.
Why is it that God would allow Satan to mess up my happy place? It's because sometimes your happy place is taking you away from where God wants you to be.
All right.
See, the one thing I know about this text is that it always talked about how Job was good and how Job had done for others. But the one thing I never noticed while reading Job was that Job never really prayed for himself. And so God has something to teach Job, but he's really trying to teach us that just because trouble comes your way does not mean I'm not in the mix.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so Job, living a righteous life, all of a sudden has everything taken away. Now, I'm not talking about over a few months or over some years. I'm talking about within a span of 24 hours, the whole bottom of Job's life drops out. I mean, everything that meant something to Job, Satan had attacked and destroyed. I mean, imagine just getting some information that, Mr. Johnson, we're just calling because, you know, your father just passed. Now, imagine when you hear that, the confusion that begins to come in, the sadness that begins to overtake you because you no longer have your father with you. Well, while contemplating the fact that your father just died, the phone rings again, and now there's somebody else saying, I'm here to inform you that your mother just passed along with your sister and your brother. Now, I haven't had time to digest the fact that my father just died. But now you're going to drop some more news on me. All within the same span of time, I believe I'm beginning to have what they call a bad day. But that ain't enough, because as you're hearing that your mother and your sister and your brother passed, now there's a call coming in saying that there was a major accident at your wife's workplace and she has just lost her life.
Yeah. Come on.
If that ain't enough, soon as that phone call hangs up, there's another phone call that the school is down calling and saying, I hate to inform you, Mr. Johnson, but there's been a mass shooting at your school and your son was killed in the process. If that ain't enough, as you were walking out the door with your mobile phone, all of a sudden a plane fell out the sky and destroyed your house. If that ain't enough, do you understand the makings of what Job was going through? I'm talking about having a real bad day. Have you been there? Nobody has been to that point. Day has been that bad, that fast, that rapid with so much tragedy. But Job doesn't respond with the response that most of us would have had. He said, naked I came, naked I leave. How is it that you can go through so much turmoil and not be moved by what just happened? It was not the fact that Job was not moved. It was the fact that Job understood what we fail to understand, that all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. In other words, I'm not here because of me. I wasn't blessed because of what I've done. I'm here and I'm blessed because God has blessed me. And if God blesses me, he can also take it away.
Yes, sir.
So I understand that God's in control. How many of us understand that God is in control of everything that happens in your life? Because sometimes when we cry to the wrong people. We say, well, you know, why is it happening to me? Or why are you doing this to me? Instead, we should be saying, Lord, what's going on? I'm asking you, Lord, because I realize that you know everything before it happens. And then I would have to wonder, maybe I must be. Let me ask you this. How many of y'all have been starting to do the right thing? In other words, living a good life, following Christ. And the minute you start following Christ, everything gets turned upside down. It's because the enemy does not want you to succeed. In other words, he wants us to what? Fail. See, if we fail, if Job fails this test, who does that make right in heaven? Satan told God, surely if you remove this stuff from him, he'll curse you and die. When Job didn't curse him, then Satan went back before God and said, well, sure, it's the material thing. He don't care nothing about that. So now, if one day wasn't bad enough, keep on reading, because day two is worse than day one, because day two attacks him. So on top of everything I just heard about my mother, my father, the school, my home, I've lost everything. Now all of a sudden, you attack my body. Mr. Johnson, we just called and let you know that we found a cancerous cell. Not only that, we found some leukemia. Not only that, you got the mumps. Not only that, your blood pressure is high. Not only that, your cholesterol is high. Not only that, we're going to have to amputate one leg. Okay, doc, that's enough. I got it. I got the point. I'm having a bad day. What a bad day. And this is where I think we miss a lot. What a bad day comes depression. And we don't like to admit depression. The reality is, if you're having a bad day, say you're having a bad day. Because you won't get out of the bad day until you recognize the bad day. Listen to this. Job never once curses God, no matter what the situation. But let me tell you this, there's no way on God's green earth that Job was not depressed. You're going to be depressed because Everything that you've worked for, everything that you've had, everything that you've done is now been wiped away, and you know that God controlled every situation. How can you not be depressed when you've lost everything? Even though you love God, even though you've been connected to God, the problem is until we really get to know who God is, we don't have a full connection to pull us out of our depression. And so we struggle with failure. We struggle with mediocrity. We struggle with the fact that we are not where we're supposed to be, and God somehow is not shining his light on me. You say, well, Job said, naked I came and naked I go. Keep reading God's word. Because when you read his word, what you find out is that not only will the enemy attack you, not only will Satan come out against you, but he'll send folk at you as well. See, Satan is persistent. If he can't get you one way, he'll try to come another way. And so he has folks put a lot of stuff in Job's ears as if, Job, you know that you're the problem. You know, all right, Job, come on, man. Tell me what you did. I know you done something because God done just tore you out the frame. Now, you can keep claiming that you're righteous and all this other stuff, but the fact is, Job, you hiding something, ain't you? There's no way in the world all this stuff comes down on you and you have done no wrong. That's what the enemy is telling you. See, the reason why you're struggling with your salvation, the reason why you ain't a good Christian, is because you're hiding something. You doing something. Remember I told you about getting them negative people out of your life? But you seem to keep them around anyway. And they keep leading you down dark roads. Because let me just tell you this. The more you entertain negative folks, the more your mind will begin to turn over and to seeing things the same way they see them. You understand what I'm saying? If you allow that stuff to come into your spirit, eventually you're going to start receiving what's coming your way. And Job, I like Job because Job was battling them back. But I'm telling you, Job had depression because Job said, oh, I wish I had never been born. Now, that don't come from somebody who ain't depressed. When you wish, now, I'm not going to curse God because I know God is in control. But maybe if you're going to put me through all this, why have me here? That's a depressed state. And in order to get out of depression, you got to work at it. You got to remove the negative people. And you got to begin to focus in on God. In other words, people say, well, I can't talk to God like that. Then you don't know who God is. Because he is God the Father. If he's God the Father and I'm his child, I need to talk to him like he's my daddy. In other words, daddy, I don't understand everything that's going on. I don't know why I have to go through this the way I have to go through this. But if you begin to work it out with God, I guarantee you God is going to work it out with you. But as long as you hide it and say, I don't have a problem, all is well, all is good, naked I came, naked I go. I know I lost everybody, but, you know, it's going to be all right. You smoking something. Because we're not that strong. We're not that strong because we're not that connected to God. See, only Jesus himself could really use the statement that Job said and meant it. That's why the Bible says that he said, not my will, but your will be done. The only way that you can bypass your will and let God's will be done is if you understand that as long as I'm in God's will, I know the situation is going to work itself out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's going to be fine. But I got to know, I got to believe, I got to trust, I got to have faith that God's going to work this thing out. We was talking this morning about, you know, sin, being born with sin, talking about homosexuals. And well, let me just say it like this. The question was, can you be born gay? The answer is no. You are not born gay.
You are born sinful. And when you act upon a sinful nature, then it just creates or breeds the sin that's in you. In other words, to say that I'm born gay would be to say that an adulterer was born that way. A fornicator was born that way. A liar, cheater, or stealer was born that way. When I look into a nursery, I see little infants with nothing, no issues, no problems, no whatsoever. Amen? It's not until life comes at them that they have to begin to make a decision on which way to follow, right or wrong. So even though the sin is in there, you can't say you was born that way. You can't say that Jeffrey Dahmer was born a serial killer. The sin that was in him overrode his moral thinking.
All right.
In other words, he wasn't connected enough with God to put the sinful thoughts away, except he accepted the sinful thoughts. Do you follow what I'm saying? So we can't blame birth. That ain't got nothing to do with it. If anything, we can blame Adam and Eve, because the bottom line is we are full of sin. Nobody has to teach you how to sin. And so when I come to the conclusion that I'm going to let the sin override my life, you're about to have a bad day. When sin overtakes and you walk into that adulterous affair, you having a bad day. When you can't hold yourself and that fornication becomes so relevant that every time you think about it, it's on your mind, you're having a bad day. If you are one gender and you like the same gender and you exercise that like, you are having a bad day. And the reason why you are having the bad day is because there is somebody before you trying to mess up what God has given you to be good, turning around so that you can reject God and deal in your sin. I need a towel. Your bad day is coming because you're trying to get closer to God. And if I can stop you from getting closer, you can't help nobody else. If you can't help nobody else, then that circle that you're in, all of y'all going down. You know the saying that misery loves company? In this story, Job's friends and his wife trying to get him to curse God and call it a day. Nobody should have to endure all this stuff. He calls all of them fools.
Yes, sir.
God's in control. But at the same time, he's beginning to understand what he has been missing the whole time.
All right.
How do I know? Well, keep reading the story. I preached this before, talking about a reality check. But you got to understand that when Job has reached his final line, nobody else is around him anymore. He's by himself, one-on-one with God. And he begins to now talk to God. I don't have no more distractions. I don't have people putting stuff into my head that don't belong into my head. Now, Lord, it's just me and you. And I'm here to tell you, Lord, I'm having a bad day.
All right, all right.
God will answer you. The question is, are you prepared for the answer that God gives you?
All right.
Because in order to hear the voice of truth, you got to be willing to hear the truth. As you look at yourself, as you look at the life that you live, that you lead, that what you are to others, you got to be willing to face the truth. Am I enough in God? Am I doing what it takes to be called a good saint?
All right.
Am I in his word? Am I in prayer? Am I in study? Am I in fellowship? Am I able to hear when God is speaking to me?
All right.
Because if you can handle that voice of truth, that's what's going to set you free. Job had a question. God said, brace yourself. Brace yourself, man. He said, put on all you can put on. Because you're about to get a whooping right now. Everything that you thought you knew, you don't know. Everything, because you got to read this story. You got to break this story down to understand all of what Job was saying, to be able to get to the point between the communication between him and God, when God says, where were you? See, you think your problems is big and significant. But God is saying, where were you? When your problems happened, where were you? When the bottom fell out, where were you? When I created the heavens and the earth, where were you? So who are you to tell God that you're having a bad day? God already knows about your day because he's trying to get you to come see him. To stop perpetrating Christian. Stop being a fake Christian, a fair-weather Christian. When things are, I'm going to praise God when things are good. But when things are not happening good, when I just got a cancerous a situation diagnosed, when I got problems all around me, when my husband ain't acting right, my wife ain't acting right, I'm losing loved ones, I've lost a job, my children are going crazy, God wants to know, where were you when the trouble began? Because if you're truthful with yourself, you're going to realize that part of the problem is you. Job had pride that he was following God. As long as I do what I'm supposed to do, God's going to bless me. But Job forgot to look deep inside of himself. And God allowed Satan. That's the only reason Satan got in. Remember the disciples?
Uh-huh.
Jesus said that Satan has a desire to sift you like wheat.
Yeah.
He said, now, when you come out on the other side,
yes, sir.
In other words, Satan has already presented his case. I've given him permission.
Yeah.
So he's going to challenge you. He's going to sift you. But when you come through on the other side, in other words, when you get the message that I've been trying to give to you, because see, you can't do the job the right way when you ain't fully prepared. The only way you can be fully prepared to do the job I've assigned for you is Satan got to take you through some stuff so you can fall down on your knees and cry to the Father and say, Father, here I am. No other help I know or need but you. Give me the strength to keep pushing on. See, until you done bowed down and gave God the glory, the honor, the power, you still being attacked by the devil. We control our situation. But God controls everything. And so everything that comes our way is God's way of a gentle reminder. And sometimes, ask Job, it ain't so gentle. But he's trying to get you on the right track. Because God knows that if you get on the right track, man, you got some destinations ahead of you. And God knows that when they come, you're going to be able to handle everything that comes. See, you think that the trouble don't mean nothing. But everything that you've been through in your life up until this point has value to it. I don't care where God brought you from. I don't care what gutter God pulled you out of. I don't care what circumstances since you've been born again. The reason why we go through stuff is because God has a use for us, and we can't get to that use until we submit our will to God, and we can't submit our will to God until God breaks us down and builds us back up. At the end of the conversation, Job said something we all should say, Lord, I'm sorry. He said, I was stupid. I was foolish. I misspoke because I didn't understand. See, before I heard about you. But now I know you.
All right.
Now I know who you are. So when you can begin to understand that Jesus had a bad day. I'm not just talking about the bad day we always talk about. I'm talking about a true bad day. Now, as bad as Job's day was, it wasn't as bad as Jesus' day was. Jesus had never been separated from God the Father. He has never had his back been turned on from God. He never came out of himself, separated himself, then only to reject himself. I'm talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If anybody had a bad day, it was Jesus. But look how he shined when he came out of the storm. The Bible says early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Not some power, not a little power, but all power. And he needed all of that power for me, for you, to be able to face your bad days and look them in the face and say, God ain't through with me yet. I don't know everything that's going on in my life, but I know that God is working on something. I know he's working on me to get me somewhere. So even though I don't understand it, I'm going to have to accept it. I'm going to have to accept that God knows what he's doing. And if I can accept that God knows what he's doing, I know I'm going to reach my destination without a problem. In other words, as long as Jesus is in me, we talked about it last week.
Yes, sir.
If I abide in him, he'll abide in me. In other words, I can handle the bad day. It may take some time to deal with the depression that the bad day has brought about, because you're going to have to deal with your depression. You're going to have to deal with the fact that you don't know enough about God as much as you thought you did. And the more you begin to learn about God, the more he can raise you up out of your depression. And once you get depression free, you can help some folks. Because you can truly say, God will make a way. Trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You don't get that when you hear the preacher say it. You don't get that because you read it in the scripture. You get that when you've been through something and God delivers you. And when he delivers you, you can help somebody else. Talking about having a bad day. Be thankful that Christ died for us. Be thankful that he rose for us. Be thankful that he's coming back. Because as long as he's coming back, as long as I got the seal of blood on my life, as much as I want to say the day is a bad day, in Jesus, every bad day is a good day. And if I can hold on to every bad day being a good day, I'm going to help some people along this journey. Not only that, it's going to help me face the bad days when they come. I didn't say you weren't going to not have them. I just told you right now, when you start living for God, when you try to do it the right way, you're going to have some bad days. But your perspective says my bad days are good days, because I'm realizing that the only reason I'm having a bad day is because God is working with me. And if God is working with me, I can accept that bad day. I take the drama. I take the trouble, because I know, let me just say this and I'm done. God is not going to put you through a bad day for nothing. There's a destination on the other side. There's a reason. The disciples, there was a reason they had to go through it. There was a reason Job had to go through it. There was a reason David had to go through it. There was a reason Elijah had to go through it. There was a reason Moses had to. Should I keep on?
Yes, sir.
There's a reason that Ryan has to go through it. There's a reason that Kyle has to go through it. There's a reason that Karen has to go through it. There's a reason that Brother Crawford has. There's a reason everything that God does, there's a reason. You just don't know what the reason is. So you hold on until you find out, that's why I went through the storm.
All right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But I'm thankful. I'm thankful. There's no such thing as a bad day when you know God controls all of your days. And at the end, you'll come to the same conclusion that Job came to. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me, for I spoke foolishly. Now, help me process what you just taught me. And we find out that as Job continued, everything that he lost was restored twofold. In other words, he was blessed more on the latter than he was on the beginning. In other words, your latter will be greater than your before. So what you went through before the test, you thought you was there, but you wasn't. When you came through, you were further than where you started. There's greater coming. We just got to make it through. When you make it through, there's a blessing on the other side. One that you've never seen before. Job didn't know what was on the other side. Job figured that was it. The 12 disciples figured that's it. I'm trying to tell you there's something else on the other side of God's message. And if you hold on to that, you're going to have some good days, which will definitely outweigh my bad days. Doors of the church are open this morning.